Kia ora.
My name's Arita Wilkinson. The artwork is called Rau Whakapapa, and it was led by Rānui Naramu and myself, with a whole heap of contributors. The artwork is positioned in Tūranga. It's on level 2, where the Māori book resources are, the Wairuwairu 2 collection, at a Maitahu Tūpuna. So it was appropriate, to be thinking about whakapapa and our own knowledge systems in a library that celebrates knowledge systems.
The Rau are skeletal leaves of harakeke, which the outer layer of the harakeke leaf has been extracted to expose the skeleton of the leaf. And as you can see within each leaf, there is tiny little linking pieces like DNA structure of the leaf. And that represents the growth and the life of an individual harakeke leaf. And it reflects back to our thinking as Māori and our growth and our life and how important whakapapa is to us, or genealogy.
That term whakapapa literally does mean the sort of layering up.
Whakapapa is passed on from generation to generation. Oh, yeah. And that's what we were trying to get with the flow of the Rau, starting from a kura and moving out in the way it's placed. And that is sort of showing that yes, it's never ending.
We were asked to consider the library as a site of information and knowledge. And so for us, we wanted to elevate Mataranga Māori, which is a Māori system of knowledge, and a system which is layered up through whakapapa and where everything relates. And so it's not a Dewey decimal system. It's a system that is passed on through kōrero, narratives and kōrero, or from person to person. And there is tikanga attached to that, so particular ways of doing things. Everything has been considered. So you can look for the different feathers. The kākāpō is the yellow. It's got a flash of yellow in it.
Yellow-green. So we looked at the birds that were being painted on the foyers here and decided to incorporate some manu in our work to reflect lots of things, really. We've got tōrō in here. Tōrō is an albatross, so they're long journeying birds. And we were thinking about people who have come on long journeys to this library and to see this work. There's tui in this work. There's titi on there, which is a city shearwater, which is a mutton bird, and reflecting people that come from all corners of the earth, the deep south. There's kākāpō on there, which is a very special manu that was striving for survival when we were brought into this project.
And so the layers of the shell toggles that hold the Rau onto the wall, there's a reason for those to be there. And then the moka fibres that are tied, that tie the shell toggle onto the leaf, that has relevance.
Well, shells again tell us about whakapapa. You know, the most obvious sign of occupation is a midden of shells. And so that's what that represents.
This project was not an end product, but this project was actually in the making. So the work is actually has other contributions too, and I think that's was important to our kaupapa and this idea of how do we arrange or transfer Mataranga Māori. So, for example, We organised at the Pā Harakeke, which is Rānui's garden of Harakeke, with some of the library staff, but also some of the staff from Architectus, who were the architectural firm behind Turanga. So she took our whole group through the steps of how to create the rau. Another thing that we all learnt how to do collectively was how to extract the muka from inside the leaf. I think that was a demonstration of mātou ranga Māori. So it was a collective effort, really, and which just made it bigger than ourselves. I really enjoyed that.
Now that it's completed, I like the way the colour of each leaf is held and the shape of each leaf is held. I hope everybody who looks at it enjoys it and asks about it and learns something from it.
And perhaps even be inquisitive and learn how to work with harakeke, even if it's just learning how to make some muka fibre or how to cut it properly or even how to take care of your own harakeke in your backyard. We're in a library. There's lots of information here.
I think as people look at it and take it in and hear the story, they will find their own little treasures out of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we want everybody to do. Enjoy it and see something that takes your fancy out of it.